Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God stories we are publishing this week. In June 2020, when the Constitutional Court gave Parliament 24 months to redraft the Electoral Act to accommodate independent candidates, Christian marketplace leaders who had campaigned tirelessly for such a day welcomed the ruling as an answer to prayer. Last Thursday, Parliament passed an electoral amendment bill which those campaigners, together with civil society and a growing groundswell of South Africans, regard as a token and unconstitutional exercise aimed at putting political party interests, especially those of the ANC, above democracy. Former President Thabo Mbeki and former Deputy Minister of Finance Mthembisi Jonas are among the latest high-profile voices to slam the bill. After Thursday's vote, Dr. Michael Louis, chairperson of the Independent Candidate Association South Africa, told Gateway News that an alliance of civil society organizations opposed to the bill would seek a mediated solution, failing which they would ask the Constitutional Court to declare the bill invalid. Yesterday it was reported in the media that the Citizens' Parliament of the New Nation Movement has vowed to challenge the constitutionality of the bill in court. The New Nation Movement, whose constitutional court application led to the historic 2020 ruling on the Electoral Act, was founded by predominantly Christian leaders to facilitate a new South Africa based on justice, equity, and prosperity. With Parliament's already extended 10th of December deadline for reforming the Electoral Act looming and critical time constraints for preparing for the 2024 election, challengers of the bill are in a tight spot. While they believe they occupy the moral and legal high ground, they have to consider complex legal and technical issues in determining the best path toward ensuring a voting system that puts power in the hands of the people. Dr. Louis urged believers to pray for wisdom and insight for the bill challenges. He also called on citizens to send comments on the bill to Parliament by no later than the 9th of November, the cut-off time before it is considered by the National Council of Provinces. Emails can be sent to electoralamendb1b2022@parliament.gov.za. In other news, we spoke to Pastor Loyiso Matu, a church leader in Motherwell Township, Nelson Mandela Bay, who is excited about how God has transformed his ministry and the lives of people in his community and across South Africa since he was introduced to a tool called the Discovery Bible Study in 2018. He began by telling his congregation about the vision of the tool to create a safe space where people discover answers to their questions directly from the Bible. Then his members began visiting homes, asking people if they could read the Bible together in their homes, helping them to discover answers to their problems from the Bible and agreeing on practical steps to address those problems. Since then, many small home-based discipleship groups have been birthed, and those groups have birthed more groups. I strongly believe this is the way to go. It's the desire of God and the heartbeat of Jesus Christ to make disciples, not to make converts and members, said Loyiso. The problem of much of the church today is that we are discipling those who are in the church, but we need to go out, even being prepared to spend time discipling somebody who is still smoking and going out to sell her body. If you can stay there, when she discovers God for herself, she will become a wholehearted follower of Jesus and will go and tell others. Loyiso says that during the COVID lockdown, while other churches were closing, his congregation grew substantially because they distributed food parcels and ran a soup kitchen combined with starting new discipleship groups. Today he is also involved in a number of major kingdom initiatives, focusing on church planting, city transformation, caring for orphans, community development, and more. A common thread in all this work is bringing in discipleship training using the Discovery Bible study tool. In addition to training and mentoring his own church leaders in this discipleship strategy, he is doing likewise with pastors and leaders in Nelson Mandela Bay and pastors across the country. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.